I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
So as you started to kind of delve into this, what did you do? What did you read? How did you come to hear what the Lord was saying to you? You have just some great ways to get into communication with our Father. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that changed the way that you prayed and the way that you read Scripture?
Thank you. That's important. I really feel that the essence of counterfeit comforts is not only to get free from areas that we're in bondage to, but the real crux of the book and this teaching is to help anyone who desires to connect with God in a real way. You know, sometimes it breaks my heart when I hear Christians who love God. They go to church, they read the Bible, but I've spoken to so many people that say that they've never felt that God's actually spoken something to them. They've never felt that they've really experienced Him personally. So counterfeit comforts is really about biblical, applicable tools to learn how to start to get into a place where you can connect with God in a personal way. Because, you know, I think as a teacher, a good teacher will give you answers to things, but a great teacher will teach you how to get into a place where you can hear from God so He can give you your answers. Because, you know, I have certain answers for people, but, you know, God knows you. He's your maker. He's your creator. You know, a counselor or a pastor could have said counterfeit comforts to me, and that may have meant something. But when God, who knows me, spoke something so intimate and personal to me about me, it was completely life-changing. And that is available to every believer. Hearing God's voice is not just for pastors. It's not just for people in full-time ministry. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. So if you are a sheep, you are meant to hear God's voice. So, you know, there's so many tools I go into in the book. I really take people through step by step, so many tools of just learning how to be still. You know, that's one of the main things. Another counterfeit comfort that, you know, isn't really like a tangible addiction, like a cigarette, is busyness. You know, often we're so busy now, we're running here, we're running there, our schedules are so full that we don't really take that time to just be still with ourselves, to actually reflect about where we are, to really get to know God, because the Bible tells us, be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And an acronym that He gave me for busy, B-U-S-Y, is being under Satan's yoke. And there's nothing wrong with being productive. There's nothing wrong with, you know, getting things done in our lives. But we have to recognize that the enemy knows that everything we need is in God's presence. It's in His presence that's fullness of joy. It's in His presence that breaks the yoke. So the enemy wants to keep us everywhere, but still at God's feet and in His presence.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.